everything going well with y'all today. Hope y'all having a blessed and peaceful day, man. I got some blessings for y'all. Financial blessings of knowledge, you know, and wisdom what I learned, man. I just like to give out free knowledge and wisdom because it makes me feel good. And I heard somebody say that, you know what I'm saying? And I said, man, that's how I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because when you got to think about, man, when you give, you receive more from my Father, you know? And it may not be what you thought it should be, but it will be something. And you may not even notice, you know what I'm saying? But it's there. Like, if you give out knowledge, our Father may just give you extra knowledge, and you may not notice that you got extra knowledge because you're not thinking. You may be thinking of something else you may want it and waiting on, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to understand that you're always going to be blessed when you give out free knowledge, because people don't give out free knowledge. People make you pay for knowledge. But at the same time, I mean, you could do what you want, you know what I'm saying? You could charge if you choose so, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about charging is when people want to actually learn more than what's given out free, you know what I'm saying? So that's the blessing in charging, you know what I'm saying? Because you have some people, they can't learn from audio or video or book, you know what I'm saying? They got to learn from like one-on-one coaching, one-on-one teaching, you know what I'm saying? That one-on-one talk, because that way they can get more in depth with, you know what I'm saying, what they really need to know and everything like that. So we have to charge when we have to charge, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just part of life. We got to make some income, you know what I'm saying? You got to make some money on stuff you know, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's always great to give out free, because when you give out free, you know what I'm saying, you get blessed also, you know what I'm saying? So that's wonderful, man. And but yeah, I give out free until, you know, people want to find out more stuff or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me, because at the end of the day, I'm blessed by my Father, and he's going to make sure that I'm financially stable, if anything, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about how our Father built us up. He make us, he already established us before he bring us into the presence of men, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, with a carnal mind, a personal thing, you selling this. Why are you selling this when you can just do this? And no, that's what you could. You try that and you do it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I love to give out free knowledge, wisdom, understanding, you know what I'm saying, of life and everything, whatever I'm doing, because that's very valuable to someone who didn't know. And it's a blessing to someone who didn't know, because you could reach more people with free than without free. You see what I'm saying? Because certain people, let's say, like, if I give out free, let's say 100 people will hear it and get it. But then when I give out for a price, maybe 50 people will get it and hear it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like more people gonna hear because it's free than less people. So it's like I'd rather reach out more people to help more people than less people. But when it comes to something that's going to take my time, or something that people really want to know and they want to get more into it and all that, then why not charge? Because now, you know what I'm saying, I can't be giving this out for free, because it's like you're taking time out of my time. You know what I'm saying? The time that I do put out, what I put out, that's because I have that time. I put that in my day for that time to be free, so I can do that. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to someone else want to take my time away from the time that I had to do something else, then I have to charge, because that's my valuable time. You know what I'm saying? So we have to make income, you know what I'm saying, to sustain our living. Of course, that's what anybody, I think anybody should do that. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? So don't think that, you know what I'm saying? But most people, they give out free stuff that may not even benefit you, and then they charge you on stuff that they know will benefit you, because they just want to pull you in. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You got deceiving people out here, so you got to be careful, though. But, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather give out free stuff that's going to actually help people. And then if they want, like, you know, like a one-on-one, or they want, like, some type of course or whatever they want, you know what I'm saying? If I'm able to do that, then I'm willing to do that. But it's going to come with a fee. I can't give you a full course of something that you really want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because if, like, It's just part of life, man. If somebody really want to do something, they're willing to do the extent to get it or to do it. You know what I'm saying? They're not willing to just not. You know what I'm saying? How bad do you really want it? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just like it's you gotta think about like you going to a store and you want some food. You want some ice cream. You're gonna pay the price for the ice cream based on how bad you want the ice cream. So if the ice cream is $16 and you really desire the ice cream, you're gonna pay $16 for the ice cream. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna pay it because that's what you desire, that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like anything. Everything has a price tag on it, but it's about how valuable it is to you. How bad do you want it? What is it gonna do for your life if you get it? You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole use of money. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to use money. You gotta know how to use money as a tool and not for love or for sinful things or for things that don't bring you value. You know what I'm saying? So when we get money, we don't play with, we have money for food because we know that food is valuable for us to have and for our children and, you know what I'm saying, spouses or whatever. So we're not gonna play with certain money. We're gonna make sure that this money is put away for whatever we need it for, gas, whatever, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that we are doing what we need to do, right? So that comes with knowledge. You know what I'm saying? When you want to become something in life, you got to know that, hey, it's somebody out there that's good at it, expert at it, smart at it, wise at it, whatever. They at it, they doing it, they good, and they have you know what I'm saying, value. You know what I'm saying? So I'm willing to pay for this. You know what I'm saying? Because even this person is a nice person. They give out free knowledge and also, you know what I'm saying? I want to get deeper in it because I really want to know about this. I never knew some of the stuff that he or she talking about, and I want to get deeper in it. So I'm willing to pay the value of what they charging for it so that I can get it. You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta understand that. But you got to understand that there's also scammers and deceivers out there too. So just be careful, man. But yeah, man, like I just I like my mind, like I've been hearing people out, you know what I'm saying? And I just started thinking like long-term stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? Like think long-term because a lot of stuff that's short-term is kind of harder to maintain, you know what I'm saying? But when you think long-term about things, it becomes more valuable to you because you giving yourself more time to pursue, not to pursue, but more time to obtain what you was trying to get. You know what I'm saying? Like, say you make a goal and you like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this in like a week or two. Not saying that you can't do it in a week. You know what I'm saying? But if you give yourself a month to do it, then you give yourself a more peace. You put yourself at more peace. You see what I'm saying? But when something is rushy, rushy, pushy, pushy, then it's kind of like you're not at peace. You're more at like a urge. You know what I'm saying? To get something done, you're a little sloppy because it wasn't planned out. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't strategically done. You know what I'm saying? But when you think about our Father, He extends things out. He don't give us, oh yeah. He don't say like, oh, your life gonna be short in the next week, so you gotta make sure you do everything at this time. He give you an extension. You don't know when. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna bring you home or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So it's like you all in your mind's that you got time to get it done. So you got a long period of time to get it done. So you're not rushy, rushy, pushy, pushy. You know? So that brings more peace into your heart, into your mind that, you know what I'm saying? He's giving you peace to do as he asks you to do. So therefore, you won't be trying to do it fast as if it's a race or something. So when you think about life and you think about financially or some type of knowledge or whatever, you gotta extend the time for your knowledge. You gotta extend the time for your finances because when you do that, you give yourself a period of time to gain wisdom and knowledge and understanding through it instead of pushy, pushy, rushy, rushy. You know, so in that way, you're able to benefit yourself better.